absolutely a thrill of a lifetime to just have a small part of bringing that excitement, that game, to Panther Nation. And it's, you know, turning out not just Panther Nation, but Missouri Valley Conference Nation, and basketball fans across the country still talk about that particular game. People talk about where they were at when they either watched it, where they listened to it, how they followed it. It was just that big a deal. And, you know, I looking forward to more moments like that, but I really, when you think about the that particular situation with UNI basketball taking on the number one rated team in the country, the overall number one seed, the team that everybody thought was the prohibitive favorite to win it all, and then we take them down. I don't know if, you know, we may get to a Sweet 16 or a Final Four some year. I just don't know if the moment will be any bigger than what we witnessed right there in 2010 with what that particular team did. And when you're broadcasting that game and that game is taking place, you're just so into the game. And I can remember during commercial breaks, Kevin Boyle and myself talking about, hey, we're going to do this. You can sense it. This is going to happen. And then they'd cut the lead down to three and there'd be a timeout. We'd be like, man, you know, is it going to happen for us? So you're so wrapped up into the game and you want to bring it to the listening audience and try and paint the picture and put them there. If you know, with calling the game on the radio, that you're so into it, you don't maybe at the time think about how big the moment is, but then when you look back on it, you realize, man, that was really, really special. And again, just to have the small part of being able to broadcast that particular game in UNI Panther basketball history, that without a doubt is just the biggest highlight for me so far in my 27-year career of doing UNI Panther basketball.